Coming Tuesday, the Wisconsin State Senate will finally conduct a vote on repealing the automatic annual increases in the state tax on gasoline. After intense pressure from a number of state senators from southeastern Wisconsin, the state Senate Republican leader Dale Schultz has relented and says he will allow a vote on the issue. My program is being credited or blamed for much of the pressure, depending on the side of the issue you're on. If you are a member of the public, side of the issue you are on almost certainly is to repeal the automatic increases. If you're in the state legislature, they love this tax because it goes up without them having to vote on it. The Speaker of the State Assembly, John Gard, who has been an obstructionist on this issue for years, along with everybody else as a power in the legislature, was on another radio talk show this morning, the Charlie Sykes Show. I have heard from a number of people that he went on the program and said that he will not support repealing the automatic increase in the gas tax, but his office told me he said exactly the opposite. So I wanted to get to the bottom of this, and I called Gard's office earlier today and nagged them and just talked to John Gard during the news break, and he has agreed to come on the program. John Gard, Speaker of the State Assembly. We're going to keep this pleasant. You're not going to have to yell at me or anything, are you, John?
Have I ever?
I just have the impression that you'd like to at the moment.
No, hey, listen, I got bigger problems in the world.
Than me, okay. Are you going to vote for repealing the automatic increase in the gas tax, yes or no?
I'll support a plan that stabilizes the transportation fund and repeals the indexing of the gas tax, which I told Senator Reynolds during the budget discussion, and I told other people. But, I think as you and I have talked about in the past, you happen to be in an area of the state that has the state's largest road project in history underway right now. The bonds have been issued. The financing mechanism is in place. And for those of us who live outstate, we've been at the back of the line for a long time. And everybody driving home from work in Milwaukee right now or riding around in those buses just has to ask themselves, you know, what's going to happen when the financing system is changed? And do people driving on those roads right now expect there to be less cars or more cars in the next 10 years in Milwaukee County? Is it going to be easier to move goods, or is it going to be harder?
Okay, John, now I understand why there was the confusion, because I just heard your answer, and I don't know what the hell it is. Are you going to vote to repeal the automatic increase in the gas tax, yes or no? And please try to answer this without lecturing us like we're five-year-olds about how we need good roads. How are you going to vote on this?
Well, As I said before, I will support stabilizing the transportation.
I didn't ask about stabilizing the transportation fund. I asked about repealing the automatic increase in the gas tax.
I will support a plan similar to the one that Mark Green and Scott Walker talked about.
If Reynolds' bill merely says he's going to repeal the automatic increase in the gas tax and doesn't have another component in it, which is what I would encourage him to do, how will you vote on it?
I will not support that.
So therefore you are against it unless we give you all these other things that you're talking about here.
Because, in fairness, that's not what Tom Reynolds and I agreed to in June. Okay? And what all these other folks who are maybe now...
What you want is a bunch of amendments on the bill that will give people other reasons to vote against it, because you truly do not support repealing the automatic increase in the gas tax, which is exactly what people have criticized you for all along. Then join the Democratic Party, because the Republicans in this state do not support this, and they don't want sellout leadership like this. I mean, how loudly do we have to scream to you about this? Now, I realize that my show doesn't get to Green Bay, and I realize that there may not be the same level of animosity on the part of the residents up there where you're running for Congress on this issue. But if they knew that the state tax on gasoline automatically goes up every year and that no one has ever had to vote on it, they would be as opposed to it as the people down here are.
Listen, you're correct. I think people are troubled by the gas tax index, and all of us are. But let me go
back. No, you're not. If you were, you'd vote to stop it.
Mark.
You know, John, you talk about the road fund and the money and how we're going to pay for the Marquette interchange and all that stuff. You guys can set the gas tax wherever you want to set it. You can make it 60 cents a gallon or 70 cents a gallon. All we are asking is that you vote on it so that someone is held accountable for what that tax is. All this would do would stop it from automatically going up every year. What you guys want is to get all the money but not have to vote on it.
Well, I would disagree with that, but let me just go back to you know, the Reynolds bill or the concept of the Walker plan, you understand that ended in April of 2007, right?
Yeah. I haven't seen Senator Reynolds' bill yet, but everybody has a different proposal on this.
Okay.
I am merely asking whether or not we should repeal this automatic increase in the gasoline tax.
Let me say this. I believe that will happen, okay? And I believe those of us who care about stabilizing this fund, because you got this project down there, we got other things, you got a mass transit system that I would argue is out of control in this state.
Those of us are arguing that the gas tax is too high. Now, you bring up all these other issues, but the fact of the matter is that you and the other members of the legislature voted for a state budget this year that raided that road fund and put the money into the general revenue fund. There's so much money in the road fund that you feel as though you can raid it and pay it back with borrowing that isn't money that's going to go for roads, borrowing this money that's going to pay for this debt service. So don't give me this that I don't care about the road fund and that I want it to be destabilized when you are the one that went along with Jim Doyle and voted to raid that fund, rather than present a Republican alternative, which might actually be to start cutting spending in this state.
Hey, I'm with you on the cutting spending, Mark. We didn't raid the fund. The governor did, okay?
Did the budget that you voted for raid the fund?
Yes. We paid for that with the general fund dollars, okay, and the governor vetoed that. 2 years ago, we tried to add, like Scott Walker and other people talked about the other day, money from new car or auto parts sales into the transportation fund so you could end this indexing and the gas tax increase, those things. That got vetoed. You criticized me for apparently sounding like my job's too tough. Hey, you are right on the merits of the endless increases in the gas tax. I'm just telling you, we already have made some spending commitments with the Marquette Interchange, with a variety of other projects that are badly needed in the state because they're directly linked to jobs that somebody's got to pay for. I do not believe people in Milwaukee County want, or Waukesha County, want those freeway projects down there to stop. And I don't think you do either, okay?
You are implying that stopping the gas tax from automatically going up every year would halt those projects. If you merely wouldn't raid the fund, you wouldn't have to worry about that. But like I said, if you want to raise the gas tax, you're perfectly free to do so. This merely says it doesn't automatically go up. Your concern is that if the automatic increases go away, there won't be the political support to keep raising the tax on gasoline. And if we want to talk about where the transportation funds are going, as you know, disproportionately, almost all the road fund money in Wisconsin goes to outstate Wisconsin because there are far more roads up there, even though there aren't as many people. But that debate can go on and on forever. There is always going to be some project that's on the boards for the future. Whether we do this in 2005 or 07 or 11 or 14, some project is going to be underway. And if the excuse is we can't stop the automatic increase because how are we going to pay for this project that's underway, we never stop the automatic increase. And it's only being stopped now because people are furious with this. There should not be a tax that goes up without politicians having to vote for it.
Okay.
It's a really simple concept. But you told me, and I want to, since I'm going to rip you when we're done with this, I want to make sure that this is what you're saying. You said that unless it has a bunch of other amendments attached to it, stabilizing the road, the transportation fund and all this stuff, you will vote against repealing the automatic increase, correct?
Because I don't believe that vote's coming, okay? I have a number of us have voted that way in the past already, okay? So you can already criticize me for that, including Scott Walker, okay? So the point here is I think there is room for the right thing to happen that won't poison it. I think people generally support better roads, okay?
Yes, they do, just as they support them in all the states that have far lower gasoline taxes but have roads that are just as good as ours. But in states where Payne and Dolan and Matthew Construction don't own the Speaker of the Assembly and don't own the Senate Republican leader.
Mark, come on.
You're telling me that's unfair? It's not unfair. It's true. There is such a phobia of the road builders lobby in this state. You have You have almost everyone in the legislature who wishes that this thing wasn't happening because they don't want to hack off the road builders, but they also know that every time the public finds out this tax goes up automatically, they get mad. What's the phobia of the road builders if they don't own you guys?
There isn't a phobia, Mark, but when's the last time you've been to Peshtigo, Wisconsin?
I'm not sure I ever have, John.
Okay. Let me tell you, there's a road project up there from O'Connor to Peshtigo that is in my district, okay? We've waited 30 years. 34 people have lost their lives in the last 10 years in that stretch of road.
Come on.
We have waited. I'm just telling you the way it is, okay? The people I represent, Mark, okay? And I appreciate the fact that you're giving me a little
Minnesota's
time.
Gas tax is a dime lower than ours, and their roads are as fine as ours.
My sister pays $250 to register a car over there, too.
Whatever.
So the average cost per mile to drive a car in Minnesota compared to the state of Wisconsin is higher.
Whatever it is, they have had to vote on what it is. They don't get this cop-out where it goes up every year without anybody having to vote on it. There are people who think our gas tax should be high. I disagree with them. I think our gas tax is ludicrously high, and I think that the state transportation fund is filled with fat, and I think the DOT is an agency that is way too tight with the road building lobby. But that's a separate debate. This one merely is, whatever the gas tax is, should you have to vote on it? So you don't have to lard it in with these amendments about making sure that we have a stable funding source for the transportation fund. You can pass a separate bill on that. You can do what you should have done this past year and not allow the governor to raid the fund for other borrowing. You can cut mass transit funding, which certainly needs to be done because of the empty bus systems that we have here in southeastern Wisconsin. You can do all those things to make the road fund sacrosanct. But the notion of stopping the automatic increase in the gasoline tax is separate. There's overwhelming support for it, particularly among the people who have been working for Republicans. And you just do not understand how disenfranchised those people feel, seeing so many of their leaders refuse to back them on something that's such a basic core principle. If you're going to raise taxes, you should have to vote on it.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, Mark, I think before it's all said and done here, I think you will probably be happy with the end result.
You told me that a few months ago about the ethanol bill, and I see that that turkey is still flying forward.
Well, I can't tell every legislator they're not allowed to introduce bills. Okay.
You could, as Republican speaker, stand up for conservative principles and stop supporting big government.
I think I've done
that,
Mark.
I'm impatient because it's been a year of sellout after sellout after sellout after sellout from Republicans. Your state legislature has not done one thing for me this year. Not one.
That is simply not
true. Name one.
Come on. We passed the photo ID bill. We passed a budget that cut...
Not law.
Okay, well, I'm not dictator. I'm just the speaker, okay? We're doing our best. We got a pretty good team that I think has done one good thing after another. We're far from perfect, but let me tell you, I think when this is done, and I understand you're upset.
When you say when this is done, what timetable are you talking about?
I think very, very soon. But let me tell
you.
This
year?
I'm sorry?
2005?
I think the odds are pretty high.
That a bill will pass that I will approve.
I believe so.
And it's not going to be filled with things that Jim Doyle can use as his excuse to veto. Because there's no way he's going to veto, I think, a bill that simply says we're going to stop the automatic increase. And there's no reason to put this other stuff on there other than that's what the road builders want you to do.
Mark, come on now.
Don't keep saying, come on now. That's the reason. The road builders do not want the road fund, not to have all these other things that you want to have in it. So, therefore, what they're going to want you to do is do something else. Make a clean vote on repealing this automatic increase and don't put anything else on it. You say that's what you believe in, then let's do it.
Mark, I believe you long-term devastate a lot of very badly needed infrastructure improvements around the state.
Let's test it then. I don't believe that for a minute.
I'll give you a perfect example of one thing you could do. You could take mass transit out of the transportation fund that is paid for gas tax dollars and the registration fee. You could take that out and save $100 million tomorrow.
I'm for it.
Yeah. So why would that be a problem if I put that in with the bill?
Because it gives the Democrats a reason to vote against it and Doyle a reason to veto it. Do that as a separate bill.
Veto that.
Do that as a separate bill.
Okay. Well,
We've only been demanding this for years and years and years, and it's only because the demand has been raised to the level of the kind of rhetoric that you're getting right now that the legislature has chosen to act at all. It's only because Senator Reynolds, the one member of the legislature whose arm isn't twisted by the special interests, and the one guy who's willing to stand up for your colleague Dale Schultz over there, that we're at the point that we're at right now.
The plan is I
guarantee you, the Republicans who are listening to you right now are 98% appalled at what they're hearing from a Republican Speaker of the Assembly. This is not why they have given you a 60-39 majority or whatever it is. It's not why they do the lip drops. It's not why they work hard. They don't want to hear politicians say, oh, if we don't let this tax keep going up, there's going to be terrible. This is the sort of thing Democrats say. All that, oh, my God, if the taxes don't keep going up, the world is going to come to an end.
No, I think, Mark, with all due respect, I mean, I understand you've sort of taken issue with me recently, and I just, I accept it for what it is. What you just said about Senator Reynolds, though, I mean, Senator Reynolds and I talked quite a bit during the state budget. I believe the plan that he and I agreed we could both support is similar to what I laid out. And I have his word on that, and he has my word on that. So you can... And
I haven't seen his bill. As far as I know, his bill doesn't have anything in it other than repealing the automatic increase in the gas tax.
I think you will... I mean, if he keeps his word, that won't be what it says. And he's always kept his word. So, now, as you know, for example, last week, the plan that County Executive Walker talked about is consistent with the things I just laid out.
I agree with Scott Walker's plan.
I understand you can...
I'm just saying that if that bill doesn't include everything that's in it, and it only includes the automatic increase in the gas tax, if you guys are going to use that as a justifiable cop-out for not killing this tax, you are not doing what the majority of Republicans want. You may be doing what the majority of the road builders want, and you may be doing what the Milwaukee Journal wants, but it is not what the majority of Republicans want, I'm sure, even in your own district. And if one of your very weak opponents up there uses this as an issue against you, you're going to have a lot of ducking that you're going to have to do up there. Unfortunately, your opponents are all terrible, and none of them have used this against you, but I will tell you that if they do, it will resonate. People care about this. They hate the notion of a tax that goes up without anybody having to vote on it. We don't have any other tax like that.
Well, I think what I would just ask, Mark, is that at the end of the day, when this issue comes and goes, you can judge me on the end result. Okay? And all I would say is that when you look at the series of things...
Would we be at the point we're at right now were it not for the incredible prodding of me on this issue? Would we even have a vote, or would we be where we have been for the last 20 years, which is no vote on this?
I made a commitment to Senator Reynolds in June, and I intend to keep that. Okay? So, then that was before you were prodding me on it. Okay? And, listen, I
realize that Senate Republican Leader Schultz is a bigger problem than you are on this, but I also understand that the road builders are counting on you to not let this happen. And they've donated a lot of money to you.
My constituents are counting on me to not screw them over and push them to the back of the line again on those projects up there, okay?
They're not. I was just up there over the weekend. They're not in the back of the line. I was just on the brand-new Highway 45 north of Oshkosh. Four lanes, beautifully paved, concrete, not asphalt, goes all the way north with not a car on it other than me. I've been on all those roads. I've been on the 441 extension. I've been on the Mason Street Bridge. I've been on all the pork that's gone to northeastern Wisconsin. Some of it is good. I support a strong transportation system. I merely think our gas tax is too high, but most of all, I don't think it should go up every year without somebody having to vote on it. And your constituents agree the same thing. If you want to have a high gas tax, have the guts to stand up and actually vote that way rather than allow it to go up in a phantom fashion as it does. And that's all that I think most Republicans in Wisconsin want.
Yeah. I really think some of the things you have said in the last number of weeks have been unfair, but I can't change your mind, and you're not obviously terribly interested in hearing it. But there are a couple...
No, I'm not. I'm interested in something happening out of state government in Wisconsin that makes me happy, which has not happened all year.
Well, I think you're
saying it's mostly Doyle's fault. If you think I haven't been ripping Jim Doyle, you haven't been hearing my.
I know that, Mark. I just haven't gotten anything
out of the Republicans, and the budget that you and Doyle acquiesced on was terrible. Your budget had as much spending as Doyle's did.
There was not as much spending as Doyle's. It's just not true.
Well, I disagree with that.
Okay, we put a gas tax cut in the budget. We cut taxes on Social Security. We cut taxes on health insurance premiums. We had a series of tax cuts, a real property tax freeze in there, which got vetoed. Okay, now
knowing
listen,
he vetoed all of those things, but you gave him the thing he most wanted, which was the ability to raid those funds and put the money into the general revenue fund.
No, I didn't give him that ability, Mark. He went around and went in there and stole that money, sent it over to the Department of Administration, and said they now have the ability to spend it. Okay, I don't know where you get this. That's not what we did. Okay, I have not been able to convince you of that.
You're correct.
Somebody else must be giving you some bad information
right.
on that, but that's just simply not what happened. Okay, but the fact of the matter is, judge us on the end result, and I think in the end,
if the automatic increase in the gas tax is repealed. And nothing is put in to replace the money by having another tax source from somewhere else, and that's signed into law by Jim Doyle by the end of the year, you're right, I will be happy. But if Doyle vetoes something and it's sustained, and he uses as his excuse a bunch of things that are in there that he doesn't like, then I will blame you guys for not passing him a clean bill, which would put him on the hot seat. If the bill has nothing in it but eliminate the automatic increase in the gas tax, and Jim Doyle vetoes it, he can kiss his governorship goodbye because either Mark Green or Scott Reynolds will kill him with it next year. So whether you talk about it being good government or good politics, the bill should be passed in that form rather than all this worrying about, oh my God, we won't have a road in the state of Wisconsin if we don't keep raising the gas tax a penny every year, that somehow 52 cents a gallon isn't going to cut it.
Well, I don't think you paid close enough attention to some of the good things that the team has done. There's a lot of good things coming, and you know as well as I do, the holy grail is the taxpayer bill of rights. And
which we don't have. Which has not passed the Republican Assembly.
It will. And you know as well as I do, I can't get that on the ballot before April 2007.
Yeah. You keep telling me all these things will happen. There is a problem, John. I'm not immortal. I'm going to die at some point. I just like them to happen before I'm dead.
But, Mark, come on. Let me just give me one more second here.
Sure.
Some of these times you say these things and you, like, act like, oh, my God, the sky is falling. The sky is not falling. Now, taxpayers' bill of rights, okay? You know, because you're a smart guy, you do your homework, you know that whether we pass it in March of 2005 or March of 2006, we can't get it to the voters before April of 2007. You know
I know
that. Okay? So, then it's about...
You keep telling me, though, all these things will eventually happen, and they never happen. I could turn that around. Yeah, you're right. If you pass it in March of next year, that's just fine. What makes me think you'll pass it in March of next year when you didn't pass it in January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November of 2005?
Because you know as well as I do that people like Glenn Grossman and others are working. They've finished the details of the plan, and we're going to get it done. Okay, I'm confident that at least my team is going to get it done.
And it will be an amendment to the Constitution.
Yes.
I am waiting. Okay. I've been waiting for all these things.
But as you know, okay, I'm just going to say, Marcus, because, you know, on a whole bunch of things, we have a common vision, all right? And there are times where... I guess I would just say I think you maybe start to. I don't want to say you're impatient, but I mean I think there are times where you gotta say, listen, okay, I gotta have a little bit of faith in some of these guys because they're not all rascals. And on a series of these things, you know as well as I do that the taxpayer bill of rights is the holy grail. And we're working.
It's one of many things. This gas tax is important too. Eliminating same-day voter registration is important. There's all sorts of things that are important that I haven't gotten out of the Republican legislature. We still don't have a decent property tax freeze because you guys can't figure out how to beat Doyle on it. I mean, I've been waiting and waiting and waiting at all of these issues. No, I mean, you said you had your... You've given it, you just keep saying, be patient. We don't have time to wait for your congressional campaign. I mean, let's do this stuff.
Mark, come on. We passed the property tax freeze, a tough freeze, three times, all right? I got 60 seats. I don't got 66. I've tried.
You're going to have fewer next year if you don't start giving things to your base because they're very, very unhappy right now. They don't see the point in working very hard when they hear a Republican speaker saying, I will not vote for a repeal of the automatic increase in the gas tax unless A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and H, all of which will produce a Doyle veto. They don't like. They want you to vote for this now and stop this ridiculous hand-wringing that we're not going to be able to finish the Marquette interchange and we're not going to be able to do this if we don't have that gas tax go up every single year for the end of time.
Yeah. You're certainly entitled to that.
I am, and I got to let you go. That's John Gard, the Speaker of the State Assembly, who's disintegrated about exactly as I thought that it would. And his answer is the same crap that I expected that I would get. 534.